100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Now, the economy is in recovery, but retail is in recession. Doesn't make sense, does it? Or does it? Could the rise of Amazon and other online behemoths be killing Irish retail? Naturally, the retail industry here is not taking this lying down. And on the 10th of May, Retail Excellence Ireland is running a retreat and expo to see where retail is going and how they can fight back. Lorraine Higgins is Head of Public Affairs and Communications at Retail Excellence, and she's joining Team SBS via the phone this morning. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Conal.
You're fighting back.
Absolutely. I think, we have to be taken very seriously as the largest private industry employer in Ireland with 282,000 jobs, 45,000 businesses, 75% of which are Irish-owned and family-run. So, you know, it's certainly a worry when we saw the way trends have been going for the last three quarters.
And the trend is not your friend at the moment.
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better myself, Conal. Definitely not. And we've seen that as well from other independent reviews that have been done. For instance, KBC had done a consumer sentiment index review back the last quarter in 2016, and it shows that consumer sentiment was at a 22-month low. And when you add international factors like Brexit, sterling devaluation, the uncertainty that Trump was causing in his administration in the first 100 days, we can see that's been having an impact.
Do you know what I'm going to tell you about Brexit? I have looked at the prices in one of the leading UK supermarkets here, and their prices have actually gone up, which makes no sense whatsoever.
You see, this is a concern for everybody, really, that it will be used as an opportunity, you know, to screw Irish consumers, essentially. And, you know, I've seen situations myself where I've gone to Newry where they're offering pound for euro parity. And then you think about the playing field in its totality. And first and foremost, we realise, you know, sterling has devalued, so there's bigger competition in the UK market. So consumers are looking to there. But then also you look at the differential between the VAT rates, 23% VAT in Ireland, 20% in the UK. And, you know, we're really on an uneven playing field. So, you know, there's ways and means that we can up our game. And one of those ways is trying to get as many of our really good retailers online and get them support from government agencies to try and develop new markets.
But Lorraine, it's the online thing has been there forever. I cannot remember, might be 10 years ago we were talking about this stuff. And there's still some weird reluctance or some ennui, or there's something that they just aren't flogging the hell out of online. What's the thinking?
I think, you know, as you said correctly, like online is there for a long time. There are some people like myself that like to go into a shop who like human-to-human interaction. But there are a significant amount of people using online as a way of purchasing, you know, their goods and services. And we have to wake up to that fact that there is a bit of a revolution going on in the way consumers spend their money.
Lorraine, how can you say there's a bit of a revolution going on? It is massive. Amazon is gobbling up everybody and everything. And I look and I throw my eyes to heaven when I see the lack of response from retail in Ireland.
And I have to agree with you that, like, Amazon is the biggest threat. We see, you know, potentially Google as well are looking at developing a portal as well. And, you know, we're very much behind. €850,000, Conal, has been spent every hour online by Irish consumers. 70% of that, which is €600,000, is going out of the country. So, like, that's a significant loss to Irish retailers.
So that's the problem. What's the answer?
The answer is really, and I know efforts have been made by government in terms of this trading online voucher, which amounts to €2,500 that can be gotten from your local enterprise office. What we would like to see is an increased budget for the trading online voucher and bring it up to a reasonable level whereby retailers can actually afford to get proper functioning e-commerce websites so that they can sell their wares online and compete with the best of them.
I can't see the government giving you any more money. And even for the 2,500, and you know this, the take-up has not been huge. It's bizarre.
And we've had reports, Conal, as well, that, you know, that it has been used for search engine optimization as opposed to what it's supposed to be doing, and that is constructing proper functioning e-commerce websites. So that's something that we would like to see addressed, and we're lobbying very hard on that matter. We're also lobbying on trying to get state support for some of our really, really good retailers who want to internationalise their operations and look to new markets. And we're looking for linguistic supports for them, for networking supports in various countries, because through throughout Europe over the course of 2017, 600 billion will be spent online by consumers. So we'd like to get a slice of that pie, and the only way we're going to do that is if we get our retailers online and get them sufficiently supported by government to achieve that. Like we have said, there's something like 17% of SMEs not online as we speak. So that's a massive loss to those companies. But when you think about the 83% that actually are online and the fact that 75% of those cannot take or process payments on their website, you know, the issue is huge.
Makes no sense to me. Tell me about your retreat. Who should go to it? What's going to happen there?
Well, this is the most significant event for retailers throughout the country. There's about 700 delegates already registered. And basically, the best suppliers to the industry will be there to exhibit their goods and services. It'll start on the 9th of May with dinner in Crow Park, where there'll be approximately about 400 attendees there, including members of the Oireachtas and CEOs and business managers. And then the 10th, the retreat will start, and there'll be up to 30 breakout sessions. A number of world-class speakers like Matt Shea, who's president of the National Retail Federation, Howard Saunders, who's a very, very exciting visionary. He's very much a retail futurist, and he'll be analysing trends and where retail is going. And then we have Kenny Jacobs as well from Ryanair, who'll be talking about their customer service revolution and how they went about it. So there are a lot of very, very interesting speakers from right across the divide. Rachel Bellum as well from Westfield Europe, who basically are in charge of putting food courts in a lot of shopping centres, and she will be talking about where food trends are going this year and into next. So I think it's an important event in the calendar for any potential and progressive retailer in Ireland, and we're delighted so far with the numbers who have registered, which shows the massive interest in what retail excellence are doing.
So there are still some seats available, and how much would a seat at the event cost you?
It's €275 for the all-day event. We think it represents very good value because, you know, we're going to be focusing obviously on the importance of retail and the changing trends, ways of combating online fraud and trying to empower those that aren't online and give them the information necessary to get online, and, you know, talking about succession planning and turning customers into fans. So it'll be very, very varied. All the details are on our website, retailexcellence.ie, and we think this is a very good opportunity for progressive retailers, you know, to move their business forward.
Lorraine, fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. That is Lorraine Higgins of Retail Excellence, and we will put all of those details up onto todayfm.com, our website page as well. That is it from the retail end of things, because we're going to take a quick ad break, after which we will be talking about baking and caking.
100 to 102, Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.